Use Keto Continuum to improve the health of your community one ketone at a time. Let's get started.
Chapter 1. David. Friday afternoon. David's lazy eyes drifted towards the clock. 3:30 p.m. How could the day drag like this? He considered leaving, call it a week, give up the fight for another week. The glamour of being boss for 40 years, photographing senators, presidents, priests, and thousands of families had lost its luster. The grind wore the shine off that title. David reigned as the best in the business and had the Rolodex to prove it. You could document the influential people in the region just by looking through his pictures. From the famous to the ordinary, David knew their names, their titles, their relatives, social status, and their ex-wives. He knew every branch in their family tree and their history. 4 decades had made him a bit of a legend. Friday afternoon mass started in 30 minutes. He could use that excuse to escape again. The last 3 masses, David fell asleep, but at least he got the chance to escape from the office, away from the reality of his 7th decade of life. At the church pancake breakfast last week, Father had asked, "You okay, David?" "Yep," David lied through the heaviness of his fatigue. These days, David could fall asleep faster than his basset hound. In the minutes he played with these thoughts, his eyelids slouched half open. He glanced at the stack of unfinished jobs needing attention. David hadn't touched them since Tuesday of last week. He should have tackled the lurking problems hiding in that pile weeks ago, maybe even longer. But David couldn't get his mind to focus. The sludge of pushing his thoughts to do the slow part of the job proved too heavy, not fun, daunting, burdensome, and most of all, boring. Aside from the creative part of his career, this process suffocated him. "Buckle down," he scolded himself. "Just do it." David muttered these internal words often, yet the unfinished work piled on. His business needed to push rewind. The focused, dynamic version of his mind had dissolved, and his creativity slipped into history. Without a miracle, his photography doors would close. Joy used to fill David's chest every time he ignored the world and peered through his lens. Until recently, the colors of life sprung alive inside the tunnel of a camera. Now, discouragement and gloom draped like a gray film over him. Shades of grim took hostage over every corner of his life. Along with the muted color, his thoughts lost their way somewhere in his head. Was this what it felt like to be 61? Was it depression? Maybe the economy? Or was there something wrong inside him? David sat there staring at his pile. Thoughts wandered to yesterday's photo shoot. An embarrassment pushed away the memory of his mistake. "How could I do that?" he growled at himself as the pit in his stomach jerked from the backside of his belly button. He'd called the senator's wife Martha instead of Marcia. A mere slip of the tongue, except that Martha was the senator's ex-wife's name. Ouch. He knew that. He pressed his hands to his cheek, rubbing away the memory. The mistake betrayed his reputation, so out of character. When David got nervous, he rambled. Nervous chatter would trot off his tongue like a prepubescent boy on his first date. Lately, he couldn't shut up. His mouth rattled out of control all the time, as if possessed.